And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, I should have given you the answer to the trivia question, and that was, I worked 14 years for my wives. The 12 tribes came from my descendants. Who am I? Am I Isaac, Jacob, or Abraham? And the answer is Jacob, like our very own board operator and show producer, Jacob. That's the first thing, because I forgot to do that, okay? Next, listen to this. This is funny. Well, 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 Bert. That's what my grandson Isaiah says when he sees Bert. Well, 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 Bert. We enter to Romans 3:21 in the total tonality switch in the writing from the Apostle Paul. Sin is universal, and Paul drops the truth boulder by saying everyone has sinned and everyone is guilty. But, which in the dictionary means, on the other hand, there's something incredible that is going to be offered by God. That offer is going to show us a different way. Next, before we explore how that operates, we must absolutely be steadfast that this new way is not because of us. The truth is that this new way that's being offered is established by God, by His wisdom, His power, His declarations, from His word. He made it clear through His scriptures from the past up to now. Man did not, nor does not, grasp the fullness of this new way. And finally, we are made right with God when we trust in Jesus. We are made right with God when we trust in Jesus to take away our sins. But Dave, people need to do this and that and that and this. Sorry, did you just call God a liar? Here's the Greek specifically. I'm going to read it directly from the Greek, not the Greek words, the direct transliteration. Here it is. The righteousness of God through faith from Jesus Christ toward all those believing. If you challenge that truth that I just read, you're challenging God. Good luck with that. And let me know how it goes.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So much more. First of all, remember, it's not professional radio. How do you know it's not professional radio? I forgot to give you the trivia answer before we went into the next segment. That's how you know. By the way, again, the trivia answer was Jacob. That's the first thing. Next, we want to know how you're doing. How's it going? How you feeling? What's happening? You can reach out to us, david@hemustincrease.org, david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call to 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, this is going to be a big confession. I don't know if I like this. I know we have someone in the line. I'll get to them in just a second. But talking to Jammin' Jacob is like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person. All right, I'm going to tell you what we had. We ready? Ready? Noelle and I had, okay, I'm just confessing. We've been doing really good, okay? We had that chocolate bark with M&M peanuts and pretzels that are melted into it, and it's like a bark kind of thing where you eat the whole thing. It's so good.
Pretzels?
Yeah, chocolate pretzels, M&Ms, and then kind of like all mushed together, melted down, and then cooled off.
Oh, man.
And then you have little sheets of it. It's like,
I'll eat that right now.
I know. It's so I have one piece left at home. I'm thinking, I'm going to go to the gym and go home and inhale that in my nostrils. That's what we're trying to tell people. We're going to tell you why to get in touch with us. We've already told you how. We're going to tell you why. But somebody's on the phone. Let's send them on through first. Send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hi, David. This is Rosalind.
Hello, Rosalind. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? I heard Noelle's resigning.
She's resigning from her position in Rowlett. So she has an opportunity to have one other position in another city, and then another possibility, and also another city. And so we are stepping out by faith because she has had her fill, and I support my wife 1,000-fold no matter what it's going to bring to us. So, yes. So we've got lots of fun things happening in our household.
I guess that means you're moving.
At some point, I think that is a very accurate statement, and I will say closer to the studio so that I cannot drive 4 hours and 5 minutes home like I did last Thursday.
Oh, goodness. I think we can probably all, the radio audience, can help get together and we'll get you moved.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna volunteer.
We're going to have to do something because it's going to be interesting. So, but yes, she is moving. So we're praying that the Lord would just bless her in her time that she's remaining there at Tom Thumb and then open up and lay the foundation for the next place and that it will be a blessing for her and she will be a blessing for it. That's what you want to pray.
Okay,
so that's a good thing. All right, what's happening with you? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, and I wanted to let everybody know that the Petra concert on Saturday night was totally awesome.
Totally,
it's like you hear singers, you know, that are like really young, and they sound like they just need to eat a burger or something. Because they just need to eat. But these guys, they're, you know, older, and they can put on a show. I mean, you're shocked. You'd think they were just, you know, spring chickens. And, I mean, they are so phenomenal, and they play so well, and they play with such enthusiasm. It was fantastic. It was fantastic. We went with my friend Cindy, who was only familiar with a few of their songs, and so she came out of it like, oh, my gosh. You know, for their age, they are fantastic. But even put the age aside, they're just fantastic. And it was like that just made it even better. It was so great. And then our other friend who's been kind of heartbroken and kind of just sort of not really getting out and talking with people since his mom died last summer, the music just spoke to him and it just kind of like reawakened him. So it was such a blessing on him too. And I think probably lots of people in the audience. It was just a fantastic time. So if they do come back, I would just encourage everybody to go because it's just a great experience.
That is awesome. I'm so, so happy. First, I'm happy for the people that you brought there, right? But I'm also happy for you and Robert because I know you guys have a great passion for them, and I'm just blessed that it was a blessing to you. And that is so cool. Bob Hartman did a great job on that interview. And we're just excited, and we want to promote not just Petra, but anybody that's going to really honor the Lord in whatever format, whether it's a book, a play, a ministry, anything like that. And so we want to thank you for taking the reins and for making that a part of people's lives, and then also for being blessed by it. We are just happy for you and for the people that got blessed by that concert. And pray that nothing but blessing would fall upon the band of Petra and that they would just continue to do what they're doing.
Yes, thank you. Yes, it was pretty just remarkable. So excited. I would like to ask for a prayer for me, please, or for us.
Okay, prayer for?
So for me and Robert, and I guess kind of probably me especially because I'm the more stubborn so it kind of goes back to what you were saying, how the battle is between my ears.
Great.
And so we're we're having a legal case that's going forward, and we're supposed to go to like a mediation settlement conference in a couple of weeks. We actually have been fighting this case for 7 years, and they've assigned us just recently to a fourth judge. So I don't have a lot of hope for the settlement conference just because of the way they behaved at the prior settlement conference. But I guess my prayer is that I will listen and be obedient to God. Like, if he wants it to settle, even though I think it's a slap in the face, that I will just be obedient because I know he has other things he wants me to focus on. And there's like other similar, smaller things like that, that they keep gnawing at me. And I'm trying really hard to discern, is it gnawing at me because I need to go do it and it's easy to procrastinate something you don't want to do? Or is it, because I would think if I'm just supposed to let it go, I'm trying not to think about it anymore and to let it go. And I'm kind of, I don't know which way I'm supposed to go.
Gotcha. That's a very, yep, that's a very solid, very honest, very earnest prayer request. So, yep, I know exactly what you're talking about. I do. Well, you ready? Because I'm going to pray for you and Robert. And you gotta, the Lord is going to, he's in partnership with you. From the salvation point of view, you already know he's got you covered, but he's going to show you how deeply connected he is to you through this process. And that's the thing you want to see more than anything else, is when you go through something that you just can't believe how outrageous it can be and how ridiculous and even how wrong it seems in different places, you're going to find out that in the entire process, that's Jesus who's standing right next to you. Okay? So let's pray that.
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. And Lord, it's a case that's beyond me, and it's a case beyond most of the people in our audience, but it's not beyond you. You know every nuance of this case. You know every right and every wrong, every justice and injustice. You know how it lays. You know what it is. In fact, you're the perfect judge. You're the only one that has all knowledge in every aspect. But that's not what we're petitioning you for. What we're petitioning you for is your partnership with Robert and with Rosalind. We're petitioning that no matter what they see, they would see you. And no matter what they hear, they would hear you. And that you would make clear to them what you desire, what your design is, what your purpose for them is in this process. How they should handle it, how they go about it, what do they do if it comes to an end, what they do if it doesn't come to an end, how do they handle it in your kingdom. Teach them, guide them, make it clear to them. You tell us, if you lack wisdom, ask. We're asking you to give them wisdom in this situation. But I'm going to say, Lord, because I know these things are heavy, that beyond that wisdom, you would give them the peace that passes all understanding, so that they would not be overwhelmed by that which is in front of them. Goliath could not stand before David because you were on David's side. Be on Robert and Rosalind's side, the righteous side, and in everything you manifest and do, let it be to glorify your name and to help them reflect you more. We're just asking for your help. We trust you because you are awesome to us. Be awesome in this as well. And stay close to them, we pray, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, David.
You are welcome, Roslyn. We love you.
Love you, too. Okay, everybody, have a great day. Go listen to some Petra.
Okay, there you go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Go listen to some Petra. That's great. That's great. So that concert,
after
that was
you
great.
Listen to the show.
Huh?
So go listen to some Petra after you listen to the show.
After the show. If you want to go listen to Petra, you
or
can
or at the same
listen.
Time.
All right. You can listen. Red is the color of the... Okay, sorry. Okay, so for those that are listening, you're probably all going, what? What is with you people? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't even done the trivia question yet, so we're not going anywhere. Just hold on. Hold on. Okay? All right. Number one, if you want to text us, you know you can do that by texting 214-210-8483. You can call us by calling 972-445-0770. You can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org, if you want to send an email. It can be for a praise report. We just heard that Roslyn had a praise report. Phenomenal time at the Petra concert. Yay. If you ever get an opportunity to do it, check it out. If you get a chance to buy one of their albums, get it. Okay? We don't get anything for it. Just do it. It'll bless you. On top of that, she also had a prayer request. That often happens. And we have all of us combining our faith on these prayer requests. It could be something you want to share, something the Lord's done, something the Lord's guided you in, something he's just revealed to you. It could be you taking a step of faith saying, I just need to know that the Lord's with me. It could be any of that. You just might need to be encouraged. There's nothing weird or wrong about that. In fact, one of the major players in the New Testament was named Barnabas, and he was called the son of encouragement. So, yeah, that makes sense. We also have Bible trivia because we want to stay in a place where the Bible is at the forefront of our minds. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So the Word of God helps us. So when we do Bible trivia, it helps us in our faith. Here you go. Here's your Bible trivia. I washed my hands, and I also asked Jesus if he was the King of the Jews. Who am I? Am I Caiaphas? Am I Herod? Or am I Pilate? Matthew 27:24. Am I Caiaphas? Am I Herod? Or am I Pilate? I washed my hands. Big key right there. I asked if Jesus was the king. I asked Jesus himself, are you the King of the Jews? Who am I? Am I Caiaphas? Am I Herod? Or am I Pilate? Matthew 27:24 is your first reference point. John 18:33 is your other reference point. If you think you know the answer, you can simply call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Okay? Who was it that washed his hands? I'm washing my hands of this. And prior to that, he asked Jesus, are you the King of the Jews? Is that Caiaphas, Herod, or Pilate? If you think you know, reach out to us. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA, because that's what we need to do. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
So just like the Daily Planet was a daily newspaper that people were supposed to read daily. I don't know how else to say that. It's just like, you see, if it's called the Daily Planet, then I just yeah, every day. Spend some separated time with the Lord, okay? I have no excuse. Oh, I can't do it. I'm telling you right now, so I have gone over 25 years doing that every day. I mean, I do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, because Sunday's my Sabbath, so to speak. And so I'm just saying, okay, you can do it. Oh, I have a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if I can do that. You can. If I can do it, you can do it. I don't want to hear you can't do it. I didn't tell you how much time to spend. Just do it. Spend time daily with the Lord, separated, okay? N, so that's D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. When? Never. How often? Never. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. You can be plenty ashamed of what politicians have to say. You can be plenty ashamed of what academia says, or Hollywood, the media. You can be plenty ashamed of all that and the woke. Fine. Never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. The truth never changes. Cultures change, but the truth never changes. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. Be ready to be there if the Lord desires you to be there. Will he always use you every second of every day? No, but that is no excuse not to be ready. I will put it simply this way. If you knew that the phone call you were going to get was going to give you $10 million tax-free, I promise you, you would stay by that phone 24/7, right? Then just compare that. That's all he says. No, try and get out of that one. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus' words. A, always be ready to serve. Our trivia question, because the ping pong ball is being threatened, because I missed it on the first time around. Here's your question. Who is this person? I washed my hands. I asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? Who am I? Am I Caiaphas, Herod, or Pilate? And the answer is Pilate. That's who it is. We'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Here's what it says. The sure way to avoid criticism. To avoid criticism, the article says, say nothing, do nothing, be nothing. That was said by a successful and innovative coach of the Philadelphia Flyers hockey team. Now, that's not the only reason I'm reading the article, not because it's just a hockey team coach thing, but here's what it says. Number one, say nothing and become the unwitting victim of everybody else's opinion or point of view. Two, do nothing and just watch life from the sidelines. Three, when our voices remain silent and our actions still, we are nothing.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. Put your ears on. You're going to need them to answer this question. So listen to what I am going to say. Who is this person? Going to be a little more challenging, but I will give you the hint that will get you through. Who is this person? I was Saul's cousin. I was killed by Joab. Who am I? Now, hold on. 2 Samuel 2:8. I was Saul's cousin. I was killed by Joab. Who am I? Am I Abishag, Javin, or Abner? And your hint is, I also have a former name that's connected to a comic strip. I also have a name that is connected to a comic strip on the Sunday Funnies when they were in the newspapers. I was Saul's cousin. I was killed by Joab. Am I Abishag, Javan, or Abner? My name is also a funny Sunday's comic from days of old in the comic session. Who am I? By the way, 2 Samuel 2, chapter 2, verse 8. Or 2 Samuel 3, 27. That's a pretty chap. But you got to admit, if you think about Mike, listen, how many, remember, Family Circus was one of those comic strips back in the day. And all those, remember? Okay, well, this is one that has a connection to that. That's all I'm saying. If you think you know, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, David, at hemustincrease.org. Good job, Corey. You caught that right away. Somebody is waiting on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Curtis. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great, Curtis. How you doing?
Pretty good. Enjoying this beautiful day. I think I may have an answer.
All right. I'm ready to
I'm
ready to help you with that answer if you don't get it. Is that your other line?
Yeah, go ahead, David.
Okay, all right. I'll set it up for you. I was Saul's cousin, and I was killed by Joab. Am I Abishag, Javan, or Abner? And the key there is a comic strip had my name back in the day.
Well, I'm going to go with Abner. I just don't think he was a little Abner.
That is correct, Amundo, and exactly right. Abner, little Abner. That was my clue. That was, see, little Abner, right? Back in the day, like back with Family Circus and BC and all those other, you know, comic strips that we used to read. That was it. So I didn't really expect a lot of people to get it from Abishag or Javan or Abner, unless you did the reference, which I know Jeanette probably did, the reference point of 2 Samuel 2:8. Excellent job, my friend. Right on target.
Thank you, David. It's always fun doing the trivia with you guys.
You're a blessing, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you, David. Have a great day, my friend, and I hope you have a very blessed day.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. See how much fun that can be? See? Lil Abner. Most people got that. You do Bible trivia with comic strips, you have no idea. That's all I'm going to say to you. You have no idea. Back to Romans chapter 3. This is so good because I want you to catch this. This is so phenomenal. I'm not going to be able to do the worth of this. You guys should already know that. I already know I can't do the worth of this. Let me just pick it up at 3:19 and go through it so I can get to verse 21, which is our key, because Romans 3:21 is our key. It says this in verse 19. Obviously, the law applies to those to whom it was given, for its purpose is to keep people from having excuses and to bring the entire world into judgment before God. No one can ever be made right in God's sight by doing what the law commands. You can't remove that. That's what it says. For the more we know God's law, the clearer it becomes that we aren't obeying it. That's for sure. Verse 21, but now God has shown us a different way of being right in his sight, not by obeying the law, but by the way promised in the scriptures long ago. Oh, man. Oh, this is so good. Oh, okay. Romans 3:21 is the shift. In Romans 1, 2, and 3, there are moments that are like, oh, that's cheery news. That's good to hear. I like that. That's blessing me. Oh, it's cool. But then there's a lot more things than Romans 1, 2, and 3 where you're like going, yikes, not good. Because basically Romans 1, 2, and 3 is the initial indictment of mankind in regards to sin. Here's how I'll make it simple so people won't freak out. The definition of sin is comes from the word hamatiar, which is mean to throw a sparrow or throw a javelin at a target and to miss it completely. That's its picture word. The best working definition for sin is anything contrary to God. Have you ever said, thought, or done anything contrary to God? guilty. We already know everybody has, right? So now God is showing us a different way. Now that he said, this is bad. You all under sin. But now I'm going to give you on the other hand. Remember we said that the word but in the dictionary means on the other hand. There is something absolutely incredible being offered by God. He's offering a different way. The irony is he made it clear earlier before the law what that way was. And he brings it back to fruition through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. What I think is fascinating about this, and you know I'll get to it in a minute, but is God has shown a different way of being right with him. A way that we can access. A way that puts us in right relationship with him. You know it's based on Jesus Christ. But it's how it's based on Jesus Christ that we're going to deal with when we get back. So we'll take a short break. Then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Can I blow your mind? You know, I did this with you before, but on a different text. I love this text. You will love this text because you and I are sci-fi people. You'll love this. This is one of those, oh, goodness gracious, that's so good. 1 Samuel 23:10-12. 1 Samuel 23:10-12. Okay. 1 Samuel 23:10-12 says this. Then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has heard for certain that Saul is seeking to come to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down just as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, will the men surrender me and my men to the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will surrender you. I love this portion because people, we think in these boxes and we force God into our theology and say he must conform here, which is just insanity by itself. Here's a situation where David hears that Saul is coming down to try and get him. And he's asking, will the people of the city surrender me? I've helped them. I've defended them. I've given them some deliverance. Is Saul going to come in and change their mind and they're going to give me up? And the Lord says, yeah, that's going to happen. Now, if you read the rest of the passage in 1 Samuel 23, David leaves. So he is not surrendered to Saul by the men of the city. But what I want you to catch is this. God knew what the outcome was going to be if David stayed and what the outcome was going to be if David left. In other words, God knew the alternate universe or the alternate pathway that was taking place. We've talked about this before. It's one of those cool thoughts where we don't think of it in these terms. But remember, David says to God, hey, are they going to give me up? And the Lord's like, yeah, they're going to give you up. That's what's going to happen. So you need to make a decision and go a different direction so we can have a different outcome. And it's like God knew what the outcome was if they gave him up, and God knew what the outcome was if he left. God knew what it would be if he went left or right, if we went west, east, north, or south. God knew what the outcome was going to be no matter what, because God is omniscient. He knows all things, which means he knows every alternate route.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Got another trivia question that is going to require for you to listen carefully again. Okay? All right? Okay? All right. So on that last one, we were talking about Saul's cousin, who was killed by Joab. That was Abner. Gave you the hint for Lil Abner. Comic strip long ago in a land far away. Here's the next one. Here's another one. It's equally tough, but you'll also... Well, it's not equally tough. I shouldn't say that. The hints are in the answers themselves. I reigned over Judah for 3 years. This person was the son of Rehoboam. He was the son of Rehoboam the king. This person reigned over Judah for 3 years. Am I Abijah, E.F. Hutton, or Gabriel? Or am I Abijah, E.F. Hutton, or Gabriel? 2 Chronicles 13:1-2 are pretty good reference points. Also, 2 Chronicles 12:1-6. Okay, that, those will also work. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's right. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website. I'm going to say this now this time. First time I didn't want to say it. Now I'm going to say it. So the show runs off donations. Do your best. If the Lord puts it on your heart, great. If he doesn't or you can't do it, don't worry about that. That's ridiculous. Right? Do your best. And regardless, keep us in prayer. We got a lot of things going on in our household starting today. Oh, that should be pretty funny. Additionally, just keep me in prayer so that I don't lose my mind, although you can't really tell on the show one way or another. But do me a favor, check out the stuff on the website. There is 4,500 hours of podcasts up there. A lot of topics we've covered over the years, and that's only in the last 10 years of actual radio, which is amazing. It's probably close to 25,000 sermons, but somewhere in that ballpark. Anyway, here's your triv question again, and then I'm going to send you to the website. The triv question simply, I reigned over Judah for 3 years. I was the son of Rehoboam. Am I Abijah? Am I E.F. Hutton? Or am I Gabriel? If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. And also text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Your reference, 2 Chronicles 13:1-2, or 2 Chronicles 12:16 might also work. In the meantime, on all that other stuff, check out the website and all that's on there, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
That's right, we're not in Kansas anymore. We're not in Clemson either, because they lost. So we're not in Houston, because didn't they lose? Didn't Houston lose too?
Yes, okay. Houston lost too.
We're not anything in basketball realm.
I was about to sing the Lollipop Guild song, but you brought up Clemson.
We are the Lollipop. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Somebody is calling in, and you will get the break from that because they are calling in. Because I was going to do either history or jokes, but now you'll get a break from that, and I'll go right into the teaching afterwards. But it's really good teaching, so I just want to let you know. Somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. We got a lot of interesting things happening in our household, but I'm doing good. I have a great confidence in the goodness of God. So I am doing better than just it is well with my soul, if that's a good way to say it. You know what I mean? All right, you ready for this one? Because I know you're going to get this. You have to love some of the options, though, right? Who is this? I reigned over Judah for 3 years, and I was the son of Rehoboam, 2 Chronicles 13:1-2. Am I Abijah, E.F. Hutton, or Gabriel?
Abijah.
That is correct, Amundo! It's obviously not Gabriel, and E.F. Hutton is just an old commercial. So that doesn't matter. I don't remember that or not. Wendy F. Hutton talks.
People listen.
There it is, right there. That's good marketing because we can still remember the commercial. I'm going to pray over you. How are things going? Otherwise, we're going to pray for your health. How are you doing financially? All right? Or you still need prayer for that too as well?
Well, I'm having some problems, so if we could pray about health and finances and things in general.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's bring it before the Lord and believe Him for the best. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and I lift up my brother to you. And Lord, he's got some issues he's dealing with. First and foremost, we petition you on his health. And we're not going to stop petitioning you. And we're going to keep praying. We're going to keep asking you. We're going to keep knocking until you open the door. We ask you to heal Gary in the name of Jesus. Not a little bit, not, gee, is that something close? Show and manifest the power of your kingdom in Gary's life. Let him feel it from the top to the bottom and let him know it's a touch from you. And he needs help financially. He needs some help on the financial realm that you can help him, bless him, guide him, give him provisions, multiply, make it simple. And Lord, things in general get to be difficult, get to be hard for him. We ask that you would bring an easing of that strain, a simplicity, a peacefulness, a smoothness to that which is challenging. And allow him to enjoy the grace and the mercy, the peace, the kindness, the love, the favor that comes from you. And let those things take precedent and let everything else surrender to you. Because you are a God who changes circumstances. And that's what we're asking you to do in our brother's life. Change his circumstances, change his body, change his life. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I'll be praying. I've been praying for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate
you. God bless you.
You too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right. Let's go back into the text. We're not going to have time to do the other thing I was going to do. You just hang on with me. This is really good. We're picking it up in Romans chapter 3, verse 21. But now God has shown us a different way of being right in his sight, not by obeying the law, but by the way promised in Scripture long ago. We are made right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. This is out of the New Living Translation. I know it says it differently in other ones. Use those. That's fine. I love the plain, simple, straightforward. You cannot miss this translation element of this. Good enough to the Greek. I'm just going to say it again. As I mentioned it before, when we talk about the Greek, the most direct Greek translation, no English version can translate it this good. This is without using a translation that brings it into a language system. It says this: the righteousness of God through faith from Jesus Christ towards all those believing. I'm going to say it again. You cannot miss this. The righteousness of God through faith from Jesus Christ towards all those believing. The issue is the righteousness of God. The method is through faith. The core of it, the essence, is from Jesus Christ, and it is towards all those who are believing. And so when you have a translation, every translation is taking those words and modifying it for themselves. Not a problem, as long as it communicates what's being communicated. And in this text, it simply says, we are made right in God's sight when we trust and we have faith in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. The believing people have the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. That is the new method. The faith part was not new, because Abraham was made righteous by faith, but Abraham's righteousness by faith, pointing to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the new part. And then he says, and no matter who we are or what we've done, we all can be saved this same way. It is not past anybody to become a Christian. Even if they deny Jesus initially, or even a little bit afterwards, like somebody we know named Peter, who absolutely made the best confession in the world, and then three times afterwards denied Jesus. Still a Christian. still helped establish the church, still wrote two epistles, still discipled Mark, who wrote a gospel that led millions of people to Christ. Get it? Get it? That's God's side of it. Isn't that cool? All right, we'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I got this morning, and it came from Alice Coleman, and I just want to say, she said it's a praise report to share, so I am assuming it's okay to share. Since it's a praise report to share, I kind of go with it. And I want to read it, if that's okay. And I just want you to hear how brothers and sisters petition the Lord, and there's times where God says, yes. Listen to this. And she even writes it beautifully. Beautiful job by Alice, by the way. This may seem like a minor issue, but it could have gotten much worse quickly. I'm fostering Mama Cat and her four kittens until they're ready to go to their forever homes. On Tuesday, I got a bit too close to the Mama Cat, and she swatted my hand. I had a few scratches, so I cleaned them up and applied antibiotics. In just a few hours, I had a swollen hand, red with infection, and it spread beyond my wrist. My doctor had same-day appointments if needed. However, I didn't have my car since it was being repaired. The only thing left was for me to pray for healing for my hand. Isn't that amazing that sometimes you're in the position and the only thing left to do is call upon God? She writes, as I watched the infection spread over my hand began to throb. I knew I needed help. I asked God for healing over and over again. On Wednesday, it looked really bad, and I kept asking God for healing. Let me just commend Alice for pushing until something happens. About mid-morning on Wednesday, my hand quit throbbing. Then I noticed that the infection was no longer spreading. Later Wednesday, the infection seemed to be getting smaller. By Wednesday evening, it was definitely clearing up. By bedtime, the infection was gone away. Thursday morning, the infection was completely gone. I praise God for healing the infection. It was only by his intervention that my hand was healed. It's amazing that our great and holy Father can care so much that he is willing to heal a hand infection of one of his children. I think that's a fantastic testimony. So mega props, mega props to Alice for doing that. Great job. And I hope that was okay that I shared it. And see, the point is you can pray, you can approach the Lord. And the Lord, you know what? He might say no. I like what Troy said. Sometimes God will say no. It's like, that's the end of it. You're done. But sometimes he allows you to keep petitioning. And the reason he does is because the more you pursue him, the closer connected to him you become. And more of your genuine, real faith has to emerge. See, if you just asked and God did it every time you just asked one time, it'd be like God would be like a genie. Well, God's not a genie. He's your heavenly Father. Needs to be pursued. Wants to have a wonderful relationship with you. And so the more you pursue, the more he gets to spend time with you, which is what he wants in the first place, what he wanted with Adam and Eve.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question. Here we go. Your answer, 1 Samuel 25:14, and then also 1 Samuel 25:42. Here it is. Nabal was my husband, but he got in trouble with the Lord. Then afterwards, I married a king. Who am I? Am I Leah? Am I Bila? Or am I Abigail? Leah, Bila, or Abigail? Nabal was my husband, and then he got in trouble with the Lord, and the Lord judged him. But then I married a king. Who am I? Am I Leah? Am I Bela? Or am I Abigail? 1 Samuel 25:14-42. If you think you know the answer, you are welcome to reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, while it's still working, to david@hemustincrease.org. So this Nabal was my husband, then he died. Then I married a king, Leah, Bela, or Abigail, 1 Samuel 25:14. You know the number, you know the text if you want to. Somebody is on the line. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your little brother.
Oh, my little brother. You got to turn your radio down. I can hear the echo. how you doing, little brother?
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Good. All right. Good, good, good. You ready for the triv?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're going to know this. You know this already, don't you? All right, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling.
All right, Nabal was my husband, and then he died because he did something wrong before the Lord. And then I married a king. Who am I? Am I Leah, Bela, or Abigail?
Well, Leah was Jacob's wife, and the other one, I don't know, but Abigail was David's wife.
That is correct, Amundo! Was Nabal's wife and became David's wife after Nabal died. It's just no other way to say that. That's what happens. He was not favorable with the Lord, and the Lord let him know. And I'm sure after he died, he had a face-to-face meeting. How you doing, little brother?
I'm doing good. Just I need continuous prayer for my teeth today, again, is bothering me, and I'm just asking the Lord to connect me with the right dentist, because the so far I saw, like, it seems like it's chain. You know, the doctors, they have a lot of practices, so I didn't feel comfortable going to them, so I just need a good doctor that could take care of it, this
okay.
issue.
So you need to be led. You need to be directed.
Yes.
Right? All right, let's pray for it. Let's do it.
Sure.
Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Samson. We just ask you first to bless him. We ask that you would just encourage him, give him strength, give him stamina, give him all the energy he needs. Colossians 1:29, give him that energy that comes from you. And Lord, he has problems with his teeth. He could use the miracle, Lord. He could use the instant healing power that comes in the name of Jesus Christ. And we ask that you would apply that to him, and he would find that healing. And we also ask, Lord, that in this process, he needs to still hook up with a dentist, still needs to meet somebody who is good in this realm. And sometimes it's hard to find the right person where your spirit has that comfort level. So, Lord, help him. Direct him, guide him, give him success in his pursuit, and let him find the person that he needs to connect to, and let that be beneficial. Let it be beneficial from a knowledge point of view and from the comfort of spirit point of view. Guide his steps. He's lacking wisdom and needs your wisdom to make up the difference. Make up the difference for our brother. We ask your blessing upon him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And I'm praying for you and your wife and the new move.
Yeah.
That God will bless you with a new move.
Please
at
do.
At the right place, at the right time, and the provision.
Yes. Amen, brother. I'm trusting the Lord for every ounce of it. I appreciate it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, David. You're a good friend.
I appreciate that, brother. Here, there, or in the air, right? Lord bless you.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so people are like, what was that? Here, we either see it here, meet each other, there in heaven, or in the air on the way. Here, there, or in the air. All right, let me go back to this thing. This is just such a wonderful test. I only got a couple minutes. We're not going to do history. We don't have time. But this thing, listen to what he's saying. He said, we are made right in God's sight when we trust in Jesus Christ to take away our sins. And we all can be saved in the same way, no matter who we are or what we've done. The Greek translation, again, the righteousness of God through faith from Jesus Christ towards all who those believing. By the way, it doesn't say believe once. Believing, it's a continual aspect of believing. The one thing I want to say about this that's probably one of the most important things, and I'm just absolutely steadfast, and we must all be absolutely steadfast in this, is that this is not because of us. The truth is that this is being offered by God, established by God, given by God, granted by God. It is by his wisdom, his power, his declarations. And it's just absolutely clear in Scripture. God makes it absolutely definitive that man did not nor does not always grasp this and is certainly not entitled to this. So I want you to understand something, and we've talked about this before, and I've decided that I'm going to start using a different illustration. We talk about the salvation being a gift. We talk about grace being gifted. And then people think, well, it's my birthday. It's like getting a birthday present. No, it isn't, because actually on your birthday, you've made it another year. So in a minor degree, you're entitled to the birthday present. That's a bad illustration. Here's a better illustration. Somebody you haven't really met yet knocks on your door and gives you $100,000 and then turns around. That's the kind of gift we're talking about. Not a birthday gift. How about $100,000 in cash and you right knock on your door? Here's a gift. What? Oh, I didn't deserve it. I don't earn it. I didn't do anything for it. Right. Now you're getting closer. And maybe it should be more like $1 million. Or maybe it should be more like $1 billion or $1 trillion since it's going to last for eternity. That's the kind of gift God has given. Not because of you, not because of me. Oh, I'm entitled. No, you're not. I deserve it. No, you don't. It's given because God is gracious, kind, loving, and he cares. It's given because he, as your creator, cares about you. That's why it's given. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's why you got to say yes, thank you, and receive it. Get it? All right. Okay, folks, that's it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.